causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
It was just a tool. It was just an instrument. Amen. You're looking at what's eternal. If you're just looking in the natural, you'll be dealing with people all the time. Attitudes and resentments and offenses and all that stuff. It ain't even about that. While we look not at that, but at the things that are eternal, the things that we don't see. But the things that we see are temporary, but the things that we don't see are the eternal things. Tell somebody, some trouble is good for your bad attitude. Some inconveniences are good for you. Tell the truth. It might not seem like it, but after it's said and done, it did you good. Some trouble is good for our attitude. Attitude adjustments. See, the spirit of today in today's world, for the most part, not everyone, but yeah, typically in general, but the spirit of the world today is to expand or to gain with no pain or no effort. No pain, no gain. And now we're not talking about, you know, hospital bed or, you know, near-death experience and that. No. See, this is the attitude of the world and a lot of the church world that, you know, you want good things without paying the price. Amen. Without effort. Amen. No, salvation was free. Amen. He gives that to us freely. But the bountiful giver will be blessed bountifully. Amen. The sparing giver, see, that's almost like gambling. You don't want to put a little money down and get a whole lot back. You want to do a little something, but you want God to just bless you, overwhelm you. Amen. That's a gambling spirit. Amen. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Our heart has to always be honorable before God. God doesn't grant us things when we're always looking for the easy way. The path of least resistance. You know, easy. You know, something for nothing. We sow bountifully, as I said, we reap bountifully. Instead of using your faith to get stuff, why not use your faith to go through times of difficulty? Mm-hmm. Not try to escape, but use your faith in the midst of it. Use your faith to rise up above trials. Use your faith to rise up above tests. Rise up above the stuff that tries to keep us earthbound. Number six is the seed is a male seed. It's a male seed. It talks about how it will bruise. He will bruise. The word is the life of a son. The son of God, the word of God is the life of a son. The son is alive inside of you. It's a male seed. So watch these folk talking about God could be a woman. No, God is a father. Oh, it's out there now, you know. Amen. How many of y'all saw the movie The Shack or read the book The Shack? Well, God was a woman. The father was a woman. No, society's getting everything all twisted. As a matter of fact, the Pope just put something out about the Bible and rewriting the Bible. Amen. Rewriting stuff where it's not based upon biblical or Christian principle and that. That's right. The devil is alive. But see, this is stuff we're dealing with today. And people are being drawn away to this stuff because it sounds good. And well, that's the Pope. Amen. Yeah, yeah. We need truth. We need the right seed. So the seed is a male seed. It'll bruise his head. And we partake. I talked about this Wednesday. We partake of divine nature and escape the corruption that is in the world through the seed, the word. We look at 2 Peter chapter 1, and it talked about, you know, escaping the corruption that is in the world through divine nature. Now, understand, our nature is not that of a sin nature.
Amen.
Let me explain to some that may not have heard it. You can tend to have a sin habit. When you were born again, that nature was cut off.
Amen.
We have the nature of Christ.
Amen.
The fellow that has to be dealt with is the mind.
Amen.
Your mind has to be renewed. Amen. We're not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. The only way we get out of conforming to this world is we're transformed by the renewing of our mind. See, the I'll call it Christianity, even though I don't even use that word now, but the faith that people have, they've lowered the standard of it to what God has always and originally meant for it to be. Amen. And so we've walked in a way where we've not really embraced all that God has told us or has made us to be, and have bought into lesser truth, lies of the devil, false identity. Amen. But tell somebody that day is over with now. We're in a time of awakening. People are awakening all over the world. All over the world. Not everybody, but a lot of people are awakening to the reality. Know who we are in Christ. What he did at Calvary. That he doesn't have to do again. Why would he have to rebuild the temple and offer sacrifices again? For what? For what if he was the end of sacrifices? If he was the supreme sacrifice? Come on, why would he be all up in that to rebuild and then offer sacrifices again? For what? I'm going to get into these subjects at another time. Because I realize this, you know, in talking to even a lot of leaders in that, I've come to this conclusion, and I really want you to pray for me and pray for leadership throughout the globe, because there's a whole lot of people know a lot of stuff they won't talk about.
Amen. Amen.
You know, it's real controversial. I said, but it's the truth. Well, you know, a brother offended is harder to be won in a strong city. Well, so what? So what if truth has offended someone?
Amen. Amen.
You're not out to offend anyone. But the truth, when it goes out, it's going to find stuff. Amen. And if there's offense there, people get offended with truth. Especially if they're in that place. But the truth didn't come to offend you. The truth came to set you free. But see, we got people who won't say nothing and watch people going to hell in a handbasket. Watch them going down a road where they know it's full of serpents and scorpions and won't tell them because they don't want to offend them, because they don't want them to leave the church, and they don't want them to stop giving their money. And blood is going to be on your hand. We need to tell people truth, whether they like it or not. It's not for you to like. It's for you to receive and obey. And you do the searching of the scriptures yourself. Find yourself in the word. Not your opinion. Not what you like. Not what's palatable. Is it truth? Paul said it this way. There were those who spoke the gospel of envy and strife.
Amen.
They were not, they was out to just battle with Paul, compete with Paul, you know, tear Paul down. But Paul said, I rejoice. He said, at least the gospel's being preached. At least the word is going out. They can't harm me because I know who I am. And I know what the truth is. Are you hearing me? People, there's a tendency today, watch this thing. Don't allow the devil to get you offended at the drop of a hat. You offended. Offense is the bait of Satan. It's the bait. It's called scandalon.
Amen. That's it.
You know what the trap was? Let me paint you a real quick picture of a trap called scandalon, offense. When they would trap animals.
Yes.
And sometimes in war they would do this stuff. They dig a hole just wide enough. Let's say if you fell down in it like this, you couldn't move to even get your arms. It was just that wide. It'd be a deep hole dug like that. It'd be covered up, but it wasn't just a hole. In the hole, they put this spike.
Amen.
This sharp spike. So if you fell down in there,
Amen.
You're on that spike and there's no way you can. That's the word scandalon, offense. It's the bait of Satan.
Amen.
That's why we must be people of the Spirit.
Amen.
Know no man after the flesh.
Amen.
Stop following personalities.
Amen.
I just like the way he preached. No, where did God send you?
Amen.
Where has God placed you?
Yeah.
Listen, we've been part of a network in Malaysia. Of all places in the world. What about going to be Georgia or South Florida, Miami or Malaysia for 25 years. But it was where God placed us. Yes, yeah, sacrifice. Anybody else ever flown to Asia, you already know. In meetings 2 weeks without stop, from 9 in the morning to 6 at night. 9 in the morning, 6 at night. 9 in the morning, 6 at night. After 3 days, it's like, day after day, being trained, being taught, being poured into, and sacrifice, physical sacrifice, mental sacrifice. And it costs a lot of money.
Amen. Amen.
But I got a question. How many Elishas do we have here?
Amen.
See this thing is about legacy.
Amen.
Everyone knew Elijah was about to be called out.
Amen.
And they said, don't you know your father's going to be taken from you today? Elijah said, be quiet, I know it. When Elijah went to Bethel, he said, stay here. He said, as long as the Lord live and you live, I'll not depart from you.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Your resurrection, and I was so confused before your picture.